Warm welcome to the program. We begin in the US, where it's been revealed that former Trump administration official John Bolton was the target of a murder-for-hire plot, and a member of Iran's Revolutionary Guard is wanted by the FBI on charges relating to the alleged plan.
We face a rising threat from authoritarian regimes who seek to reach beyond their own borders to commit acts of repression, including inside the United States. This is an especially appalling example of the government of Iran perpetrating egregious acts of transnational violence in violation of U.S. laws and our national sovereignty.
Well, our White House correspondent Kimberly Halkett joins us live from Washington, D.C. Hi there, Kimberly. Good to see you. What are the details?
Well, what we know is that the person that has been charged with these alleged crimes is still at large. In fact, he was charged in absentia as 45-year-old Iranian national by the name of Shahram Poursafi. He is also known by the alias of Mehdi Rezai. Now, what we do know is that he allegedly tried to pay some $300,000 to assassinate the former national security advisor under the Trump administration, John Bolton, and that this plot was allegedly to take place either in Washington, D.C., where we are standing, or in the U.S. state of Maryland, which is just north of here. Now, this obviously was thwarted, but what we do know is that there are now efforts by U.S. officials to try and detain and arrest this man and to see him brought to justice. Now, we can tell you that this is not the first time that the Department of Justice says that it has uncovered plots against U.S. officials on U.S. soil by the Iranians. But certainly this is an egregious one, given the fact that this is such a high-level U.S. government official.
And Kimberly, what's been the reaction from John Bolton himself?
Well, we have heard from John Bolton. He issued a statement, and he has been issuing comments to national television stations. What he has been saying is not only is he grateful to the U.S. Justice Department for stopping this plot, but also that he believes it underscores the threat that the United States and the wider sort of Middle East faces as a result of the instability and destabilizing activity that Iran is causing. In fact, he says that he believes that he is not the only one that the Ayatollahs in Tehran are trying to assassinate. So this is the kind of government that we have in Iran. That is a quote from John Bolton. I can tell you that that quote is consistent with some of the testimony that was put forward by the current Secretary of State, Antony Blinken, back in April before the U.S. Congress. He said that he had knowledge of threats by Iran against U.S. officials, both past and present. So this is significant. We should also tell you that the White House has reacted to this latest charges that have been laid against the 45-year-old Iranian national that did try to murder John Bolton. What we can tell you is that the national security advisor currently, Jake Sullivan, has said the Biden administration will not waver to protect and defend all Americans against threats of violence and terrorism. Should Iran attack any of our citizens, Iran will face severe consequences. And just very quickly, this does come at a particularly precarious time, given the fact that this administration is trying to revive the 2015 agreement to limit Iran's nuclear program in exchange for sanctions relief. In fact, the final text of that has been sent to, following negotiations in Vienna, to both Tehran and Washington, D.C. It's not clear whether or not this is going to sort of in any way foil those efforts to revive that 2015 agreement that, we should point out, Donald Trump pulled out of in May of 2018. So this is certainly a very interesting development, and it certainly could potentially complicate those matters.
Kimberly Halkett joining us with the latest there live from the White House. Kimberly, thank you.